There are pearls and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
At some point in our lives, we've all lost someone near and dear to us. How each of us deals with grief is different. However, what makes a difference are the people around us. A strong support system to get us through it all. So this is how my story unfolds. It all started in May last year when my mom was admitted to hospital. The news was not too good. Mom was in ICU for the next 10 days. She was not 100%, but alhamdulillah, she came home for Ramadan. We were just happy to have her home. Even though not fully recovered, she managed to keep all her fasts because she loved fasting no matter what. It was the day of Eid, but there was a bit of a somber mood because Mom was not well at all. It was difficult to see her like that because she's usually busy at the pots and the grandkids are hovering around her waiting for their Eid, but not this Eid. She was weak and sick. A few days later, she was due for a checkup and it was decided that she undergo a major surgery. She was readmitted to another clinic and little did we realize that this was the beginning of the end. Stress and worry doesn't even begin to describe how we felt. When I say we, I mean my sisters and I. We lost our beloved father a long time ago, so Mom was all we had. We are a very close-knit family, and she kept us that way. After surgery, Mom was in hospital for the next 12 days. She went from talking to totally unresponsive. We felt like we were in a horrible nightmare. There wasn't a moment that we were not at the hospital. We spent days and nights there, taking turns to sleep over, just in case we wanted to be there. So who I really want to thank is my husband and brother-in-laws. They loved our mom and looked after her the best they could. She always said they were like her own sons. My parents were not blessed with a son, but they had son-in-laws who filled that gap. The reason I want to thank these honorable men in our lives is because of all the love, patience, and support they gave us. During this time, we were in a trance-like state. We never left the hospital. Our homes and kids were in total disarray. Often, the kids were left on their own because no one else was at home. Our husbands left their businesses and jobs to be with us, day in and day out. Pizzas and sandwiches were regular meals. Rushing back and forth to the hospital every day for 12 days. Eventually, Mom's condition worsened, and even though we knew the seriousness of the situation, we were in denial. After all, no one wants to let go. Our emotions were all over the place. There were times when we were so angry and took it all out on them. Times when we just cried and cried. And sometimes we just shut off completely. Yet our husbands had all the sabr, comforting us as best as they could and putting up brave faces even when all hope was lost. On the 9th of August 2016, the Almighty Allah knew best, and our beloved mother was called back to Him. Our world was turned upside down. For most of our kids, it was their only grandparent they knew. To all our husbands, Jazakallah for being there for us, putting up with us and going through all the motions with us. Many a time we were impossible to deal with, taking over when we couldn't, seeing to the kids when we didn't have the strength to do so. Often we take each other for granted and don't say thank you enough. May the Almighty Allah reward each of you well in the Akhirah and in this dunya for taking such good care of our parents and their daughters. May Allah forgive our parents and grant them and all the marhumin the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Anonymous.
Intelligence in a spouse is a timeless quality. Kilroy J. Olson.